Do you spend a lot of time in planes, trains, and automobiles? Then you should try an audiobook. Audiobooks can help you read on the go. And Penguin Random House Audio offers innovative professional tips from successful business influencers such as Charles Duhigg and Sheryl Sandberg, or turn off your work mode and relax with a novel by Jonathan Kellerman or Steve Barry. Visit tryaudiobooks.com for more listening suggestions.
Coming up, dipping into the Oasis, that is the new Amazon Kindle. It's thinner, sleeker, lasts longer, but is it worth that hefty new price tag? Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. And if you listen to this podcast, you know that last week, Jeff Bezos toyed with us in a tweet hinting at the unveiling of a newer, better Amazon Kindle. Well, here it is. It is called the Oasis, and it may live up to those claims. And many think it should with that price tag. Personal tech editor for the Wall Street Journal, Wilson Rothman, was able to take it out for a spin, and he joins us from San Francisco via Skype right now. Welcome back, Wilson.
Thanks a lot, Tanya.
So this latest upgrade to the Kindle seems like it's going all out by way of luxury and sleekness. Case in point, let's start with the thickness, or lack thereof, I should say. I understand it's pretty thin.
Right. So most of the body is about half as thin as an iPhone, which, as you know, is already getting quite thin. And this is absolutely a luxury product, though you pay for that thinness. What happens is Amazon decided to concentrate the electronics at one end of the system so while it's really thin for most of it, there's this like fatter kind of edge along that really does, you know, line up pretty well with your hand. Now, if you're right-handed, you grip it in your right hand. If you want to switch hands, whether you're left-handed or you're just like reading in a different hand, what you do instead of holding it then by the thin end, you actually rotate it 180 and grab it, and the screen flips to meet you, if you know what
okay,
I mean.
Okay, sure. So did you find it relatively user-friendly as such?
Well, I thought that right at first I kind of fumbled it. It was like, because I wasn't used to it. I was used to like an evenly balanced device, you know, whether it's a tablet or
right.
a phablet or an old Kindle. So this was kind of a unique thing, and it took me a little getting used to. But I think it actually works. I didn't have... We played with it for about a half hour. Didn't get to take it home and play with it. But my colleague Jeff disagrees. He does not like the asymmetry of it. He prefers his gadgets to be symmetrical.
Now, what about the e-reader screen as far as lighting goes, right. as far as, you know, the whole ball of wax? What did you think?
So there isn't a dramatic improvement on this guy. The best screen they've got out now is a 300 dot per inch e-ink screen, and that's the same one you can get now on the $120 Paperwhite that we've raved about in the past. Mm-hmm. It's also the same as the $200 Kindle Voyage, the previous kind of luxury Kindle. So the only thing they did differently this time was they tweaked their lighting. You know, there's a light that shines across it. It's a pretty cool technology they developed. They tweaked that to make it more even, they say. But even that wasn't honestly noticeable in a demo.
So last week, before the big unveiling, you know, Jeff Bezos kind of teased us with a tweet. And probably the biggest hint we got were rumblings about a new and impressive battery. What's the battery like on a thinner Kindle?
Right. So this is what they decided to do is it's the have your cake and eat it too approach.
Uh-huh.
They basically made it thinner, and actually when you do that, you decrease a device's battery life. But then they packed in, when you buy this thing, for $290, you get a battery pack that goes with it in the form of the case. So there's a very nice-looking, very elegant leather case that it snaps into, and that case has a battery that's 5 or 6 times larger than the battery that's in the device.
Okay.
And essentially, you're charging your own Kindle when you have it in the case.
Is anything missing the mark here? Did it miss out on something? Did it leave you wanting something more? Because it seems like it's hitting on, you know, all the points that it should, but anywhere it misses the mark?
Well, I mean, it may be a perfect e-reader. I'm not saying it is, but it may be a perfect e-reader.
Right.
It's still an e-reader, right?
Right?
I mean, this is the challenge and the, kind of the funny thing. We don't really talk about anyone else's e-readers anymore. because they've all kind of gone out of business or shrunk to the niches.
True.
Amazon's the only company even selling these things anymore,
right,
at any great volume. And so really the question is, you know, is it the greatest e-reader alive? You know, possibly. And for $290 and up, it better be.
Right, right.
But you're still limited by that e-ink screen, so you're not going to be watching a movie on it.
Exactly. And having said that, it seems like you are getting a lot, to be fair, and it is such an improvement, but it comes at a price. You mentioned it's $290. That's a bit of a heftier price than, you know, Kindle readers or Kindle users, I should say, are used to.
For half a decade or more, I mean, Kindles have been priced far less than this. The thing is, the last year's, or the previous premium one was $200 without a case. Amazon argues, well, this is $290 with a case. So it kind of, they argue it's in the same price range, but bear in mind, if you want to get the 3G version, which means you don't have to be connected to a Wi-Fi network, which is one of those great advantages for people who may live in, you know, senior housing or other kind of things where they don't necessarily have access to Wi-Fi. And if you want to get rid of the ads that show up on the lock screen, you're paying $380 for this, so that's almost as much as the original Kindle from way back when.
Gotcha. So the question ultimately becomes, for consumers, are all these improvements worth this rather hefty price tag?
Right, and I would say that there is a person out there, and very likely someone who subscribes to the Journal, who would have no problem, you know, buying this, knowing it's the best,
right,
and knowing that they want that reading experience. But that's what you're going to do with this. You're going to read books.
Very good. Wilson Rothman, thanks very much for joining the podcast.
Thank you, Tanya.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. For more podcasts, be sure to check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. And if you want to really stay up to date with the very latest, subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify as well. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.